But it also may reflect Popper's seeming inconsistency on this point of what kinds of altruism can exist under class. It also may reflect what I consider to be a false belief, which many of us share, that the people are not ready, quote unquote, that the first task is to correct education, free it from the biases of statesmen, and then, once education is set on the right path toward the open society, then the next step is to just move steadily. Patient, steady faith in education is the program many call for yet today, even as Titanic slips into the ocean, and those of us at its lowest point drown first. And this strategy, though it doesn't deserve that title, in essence says, once again, as each generation it's heard afresh, as each decaying crop of pundits crumble into dust, this seems to be its legacy, at least the ones we hear tell of. We must leave it for the children. They will fix it. They will do the heavy lifting and save the planet. And this, I believe, to be the grossest abdication of responsibility, to yet again put the burdens of class upon the children. For the only ones to do this are we. We, walking around in our bodies, just cluck-clucking, ain't it such a shame, empty talking, we are the ones who right now, and not just in some dim future, want to be free. It must be we. And that means all of us, every nation, for we are all of us of one blood, every nation. Diogenes and Antiphon didn't wait for the children to have courage, to be honest in their logic, to call the myths of their day, which are the same as ours, by the way, insane. They told the truth. What has become of intellectual courage in the pundits, who could so easily have the necessary conversations behind scenes with one another and decide to launch a freedom ship on which would sail the hopes for all humanity? For our at long last and hallelujah release from captivity, imagine how we'd meet it. Imagine what a grand and epic odyssey it would be. And we mustn't be deceived, as Popper told us, by a sleight of hand with labels. A life of imposed necessity is not free. This notion that we're not ready, I think, can be traced to our false training in the alleged dullness of the masses, those always out there others who are never we, as we're among the smart ones. And so this propaganda depends utterly on our atomization, which is why we're going to be talking about mobility.